It's time for this week's Focus on Business. With refugee immigration to the United States much in the news, Tom Martin talks with Dana Lee, Community Engagement Coordinator for the Lexington Division of the Kentucky Refugee Ministries.
Tell us, if you will, about the services that the ministries provide.
We provide services to refugees that enter the country upon arrival and right before arrival, with finding co-sponsor groups that might want to sponsor or help out with that refugee's journey here in America, as well as we set up apartments, we greet arrivals at the airport, we have caseworkers that are assigned to individuals for a 90-day period, which is our core service period. And so caseworkers work with clients to get them on social services, food stamps, state IDs, Social Security, Medicaid enrollment, and then we make sure that clients go to health screenings and children get the right vaccinations so that we can then enroll them in school. We provide English language services for all clients, cultural orientations, employment orientations, help clients navigate the employment world with resume building and taking clients to interviews, getting them hooked up with jobs. And so we really are there to help clients through the whole processing with the goal of becoming self-sufficient within 90 days.
How do people from such far-flung corners of the earth wind up in Lexington, Kentucky?
Well, Kentucky is the 14th largest receiver of refugees in the United States. And people, I think, are shocked. They think, why aren't you going to the big cities, New York, LA? But Kentucky offers lower housing costs. We offer a lot of employment opportunities for individuals. There's good enough public transportation within our bigger cities so that clients can get around freely, from jobs to home to our offices, and just our welcoming communities in general, especially with Lexington, Owensboro, Bowling Green, and Louisville, which are our major resettlement sites. Lexington is the number one requested city for Congolese individuals because you're building that diaspora. It's continuing to grow. They're telling their friends and families to come here because they are finding themselves in a welcoming community, able to thrive and begin a new life. And that's what they want for their friends and families as well.
Has President Trump's executive order barring immigration from those seven countries that have been red flagged by the administration as security risks, has that been a concern here in Lexington? And if so, what have you seen?
It's absolutely been a concern, and a concern all over the state. The idea that refugees are not vetted is just completely unfounded. And that is our goal for the larger community, to not be afraid of these individuals, to understand who they are. We, of course, have been nervous for our clients that might receive a less than welcoming reception because of the current climate in America. But we're not necessarily seeing that. We're seeing a lot of individuals come out and be more welcoming, smile to our clients, tell them, you're welcome here, we love you.
Dana Lee is Community Engagement Coordinator for the Lexington Division of the Kentucky Refugee Ministries. Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.